Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Samantha.
Hi, everybody. This is Lisa, and I'm Sam, but if you don't recognize the other voice, it really is Lisa.
It's still me.
It's just Lisa with a really badass cold.
Oh, I tell you. Oh.
Let's just start off by saying that if I could have a partition between the two of us in this car, it would totally be happening right now because I'm starting to feel stuffed up. I think I'm having sympathy for you.
Yeah.
And I don't want to because leading to a stuffed up nose.
Well, you know what, Samantha?
I don't need stuffed up nose sympathy.
You'd be crazy to not think you're going to get the cold.
Okay. Lisa?
I'm just saying.
I wouldn't be getting anything if you just practice proper hygiene.
You know what? Don't say it like that. Do not say it
practice
like that.
Practice proper hygiene and we don't have a problem.
No. Yes, we still have a problem.
No, we don't.
I am old school. So old school kids learned that you cough in your hand, you say please and thank you and excuse me. And if you burp, you say excuse me. That's what old school kids learned.
Uh-huh.
So I'm old school. You can't teach this dog a new trick.
Well, this is true. You are very old.
So not as old as you, Samantha. Right?
But I cough into my elbow like other people.
Yeah, and then you free your germs. You release the germs.
Don't even start.
I at least cough into my hand and I keep the germs close by.
I need to tell you something.
Okay.
When I picked you up the other day from your doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
And then you frightened the crap out of me when you got in the car.
I looked bad. I looked like a zombie, hey? Tell
you. You look like you went 5 rounds with Rocky. Oh. Your eyes were all.
I was a mess. Friends of the podcast, I have had a tough week with this stupid cold. And the other day, I was at the eye doctor.
Uh-huh.
And I had my cold, and it was in full-blown mode. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting in the waiting room with 150-year-olds, and I start coughing.
You get that tickle.
Oh.
That leads into, like, a choking.
Leads into choking.
Yeah.
So I ditch my stuff. I bail out of the waiting room. I go to the washroom across the hall. Do you know not one person came to see if I was okay?
I'm not surprised.
Not one person. I'm in there choking to death.
Okay.
Not one person.
Do you know why they didn't?
No.
Because they didn't want to catch your Ebola.
It's not
Or your plague. Or whatever the fuck you have.
I know. It sounds always so much worse than it is.
Like, you sound like you're carrying all the germs that are possible, like, one person could possibly
carry. Of a third world nation.
Which, come on, by the way, I need to tell you, I also went home, and I've been taking vitamin C as if they were candy. Because I cannot get sick.
Well, whatever. People get sick. Deal with it.
But I don't want to get sick. Because I'm like you. When I get a cold, it ain't pretty.
I know, but I didn't want to get sick. I don't know how I got sick. I just got sick.
Why do we always blame people when they get a cold?
I don't know. Because nobody's to blame.
We're just like,
we're a society of blamers.
We are. We get our judgment pants fully on.
Right?
And we are like, oh my God, what did they do?
We pull them up to our underarms.
They're going
to
get us so sick. And we're blaming them for things that may or may not be happening.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And how funny is it that when my cold started, the first thing I said to Michelle from Olson was, I'm going to just tell you now, I have a bad cold. I don't do colds well. So I'm apologizing for this. I'm apologizing for that. I'm going to sneeze. I'm going to cough. I'm going to moan. I'm going to groan.
And you're going to blow your nose.
And I'm going to blow my nose so loudly. Right? So she was like, okay, no problem. And she's a good sport. Then I have a staff member who comes in later in the day, looks at me. What's with you? Like, that's nice. Said I have a bit of a cold. Did you get the flu shot? No, I didn't get the flu shot. All of a sudden, she's got these friggin' handy wipes, and she's wiping down the counter, swiping down the till. She's got the phone, swiping down the phone. I'm like, oh my goodness,
yeah,
people.
Funny.
Right?
But you know what? That's what we do, because we're definitely afraid of getting a cold, because colds knock us out. They take us out.
Oh. When I get a cold, I feel like somebody's taking a sledgehammer. I feel like I'm a fence post. Somebody's taking a sledgehammer, hammered me into the ground, and then some stray dog came and peed on me. That's how I feel. I feel like a stray dog peed on me.
It's so bad.
And I take it so personal.
Yes,
it hurts
you.
You know what? It hurts my feelings.
Uh-huh.
A cold hurts my feelings.
Okay, well then I need to apologize for something.
Okay, why?
Well.
What?
Because the day that I picked you up at your doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
I basically said, we can only go somewhere where people don't know you because you look really bad.
You basically said, you're too ugly for public. And even though I was too ugly for public, I didn't need to hear that from you, Samantha.
No, but I said it. I never said it was nice, okay?
Right? And, oh my God. Yeah, so, like, you know.
Because I still wanted to eat, and you said you still wanted to eat, but I'm like, yeah. We're not going anywhere where people know who you are.
So there you were, the dog peeing on me, right? You were the dog that peed on me right then in that situation.
Yes, I was.
But it was kind of a funny conversation.
It was.
Because we were, like, humming and hawing and humming and hawing. Nope, yep. Maybe. Oh, no, that place for sure. Nobody will care. We're not going to say where it was.
No, we're not.
No, because that would be classless.
That would be so... We're already a little bit, but...
but that's it, right? So we went.
Yes,
I remember we were looking at the menu, and I was just like, oh, what do I want to eat?
And I told you should have some beef, because you need the iron.
Oh, and what did I tell you?
You said, this fat girl's feeling so rough that I can't even think about chewing a steak. It's too much energy.
Too much energy. The fat girl couldn't even think about chewing the steak.
Oh, my God.
I know.
She's feeling rough when she's like, I can't chew.
I can't chew. So what did I order? I ordered a plate full of love and a plate full of hug, because that's what was missing in my cold day. And I had a hot turkey sandwich with lots of gravy.
Yes, lots of lovey gravy.
Loving gravy and mushy bread.
Yeah.
And some cranberry sauce.
It's only lovey turkey can do.
Absolutely. Right? Put a smile on this. But then the challenge was trying to eat that bitch.
Yeah, because every time you took a bite, you were grabbing for your Kleenex.
Because one nostril's dripping. One nostril's, I can't breathe. And at one point, you're even like, you having a hard time eating. Damn. Yes. And I'm like,
and I had
yes.
No sympathy.
You didn't give a shit. You didn't care.
No, I didn't.
Right? You get cramps. You get monthly cramps. And I send you a text before you go to bed. Hope you feel better tomorrow. Right? Right? Because I'm a good friend.
I'm like, God, just start coughing into your elbow.
Right? Yeah, you're just like, meh, meh, meh. That's all you're doing.
Because you're a bad cold person.
I know, I am.
You are.
I am.
You are.
I am. But isn't knowing it part of the battle?
I don't know.
But it's obviously what I'm not planning on changing.
No, because you this is how you act all the time.
My routine's the same.
This is exactly the same.
I know.
You, this is your survival kit.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, Lisa.
Okay.
You start with one medication.
Yeah.
And then you end up having four.
Yeah, because why am I not better?
Yeah.
Why am I not better?
Because it's not going to happen in 6 hours.
Well, it should, something should happen.
It's only supposed to, like... control your symptoms, but not make your symptoms disappear.
But if nothing is being controlled, that's the wrong pill for me.
You have four medications in your at any time going.
Yes.
You have Dristan.
Yeah, because you know what? Because I'm done being stuffy.
Yeah.
I'm done.
You also have Kleenex.
Yes.
With your X's and O's.
Yeah, because that's like a hug and a kiss. Right? So I need that. So those little travel packs, because nobody gives me the loving that sick people need.
No.
No.
They don't.
No.
No.
Nobody.
No.
No.
And then I think you probably throw in your charger because you're not moving off of your couch.
No.
Your bed. No. Wherever your body lands when you get home from work.
Just could be wherever. Just depends.
As long as you have your phone charger and your TV remote, you're pretty much
good.
Set.
I'm good.
Throw in a hot dog?
Yeah, because that's like my comfort.
Yes.
Because hot dogs, I'll tell you, that's who never turns their backs on me. They never turn their back on me, those hot dogs.
No, they do not.
No.
And then I think there's an apple juice in there somewhere.
Yeah, always a good apple juice.
Because for some reason you go to an apple juice, and when I think apple juice, I think 5 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
I just think...
I do.
I just think, yum. I love an apple juice.
I don't know.
No?
No.
I just enjoy me some apple juice.
So that's your little survival kit.
Yeah, kind of is.
Four kinds of meds.
Yeah.
Kleenex.
Yep.
Purell, because that your husband will make you.
I need to get some hand sanitizer.
Did I say Kleenex?
Yes.
Okay. A hot dog.
Hot dog.
Apple juice. Your charger. Your TV remote.
Yeah. And that...
And that pretty much makes up your... As long as you got all those pieces, you're good.
And if I was going to make up a survival kit for you, I would put in there for you, Samantha, some love and understanding, a little bit of patience, and some sympathy. And that's all. That's all you would need to get through my cold with me. Just like that. That's the best friend kit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's not going to happen, but whatever.
I know. I know. I tell you, I get bombarded from all sides, right?
Okay. Yeah. Well... Are you, because I know you're not feeling well.
Not feeling well.
But are you up to talking about the blacklist?
Absolutely.
Because it got a little interesting the other
Samantha,
day.
You know what? I'm a trooper. I take a, what is it? Take a kicking and keep on ticking or whatever.
I think
take a licking and keep on ticking.
I think that's
My
it.
Mind's a little fuzzy. I'm like on cold pill OD.
Cold pill.
Right? I'll try
and
this.
And all the Dristan you sniffed yeah. up your nose.
Right? So every 6 hours, I'll try this one this time. Right?
That's so bad.
I know. It's not good.
So bad.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Blacklist. It's our favorite show.
It is our favorite
Love
show.
Love it.
And the reason why we oh. talk about it is because I need to tell Lisa what she's missing, because you get nothing.
I get all of it.
No, you don't.
You didn't even, you barely even, okay, really? Because when I texted you last night and said, oh my God, did you get that? You replied back, get what? And I
didn't even You just, didn't point out yes. anything.
And then, because we're watching it together.
You didn't
so
point
you
out anything.
So you would have known what I was talking
no,
about.
No, because all I thought was you're fishing and I'm not helping you.
No.
I'm not helping you understand what's no. going on.
Nope. And all I thought was, she nope. got no clue.
Nope. You don't have a clue.
She's probably watching Law and Order.
That's no, I was not.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so, yeah. So.
So.
Red.
Yes.
At the end.
At the, oh, yeah.
Because he got the doctor's
did you
stuff.
Stuff? Did you see
the
Red at the
doctor,
end?
The dead doctor, right?
Yeah, the dead doctor from last week.
That was helping Tom.
That helped Tom.
With the bones.
And Lizzie was upset because her friend died.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the, oh, yeah, and the bones
She thought
again.
It was her fault.
God,
and then she
bones.
Thought Red killed the doctor, but
Every
Red did
show
not.
Has something to do with those bones. Every episode has something to do with those bones.
Well, because that's the theme for
that's
this
the
season,
That's the theme
Lisa.
Of the season is the bones.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you just going to repeat everything I say?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. No. But I did see
oh,
Red.
Oh, shit.
Yes. I saw Red. Yes.
And then at the end, he dialed the phone number off the doctor's phone.
I know.
Phone,
off the dead doctor's phone.
And then Tom answered.
Tom said hello.
Yes.
No, Tom didn't say anything.
Tom did.
He did.
He said, who's this?
He said, who's this?
And Red went, oh, ooh.
Yeah. And then Red didn't say anything.
And then it was like...
fade to black.
Tom's in trouble.
Tom is in trouble.
Tom's in big trouble.
He is in such big trouble because Red, I'll tell you this,
Red doesn't have the bones, though.
No, he doesn't have the bones because the show's not over yet. So we don't know where the bones are. We've already established that. How did you forget? Nobody knows where the bones are
really?
For sure. That's the theme of this year's show is where are the bones? And we haven't decided where are the bones. So we're not at the finale, so we don't know where the bones are yet. But Red, he's mad. Like
yes.
you said, he's
yes.
mad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And what about the FBI? Right? They, you know what?
The CIA.
They are not the CIA.
That group of people that were, that kidnapped.
That kidnapped.
The I don't know. I think he was like.
What was he? He was like,
you don't even know what I'm
yeah,
talking
yeah,
about.
The CIA guys kidnapped him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they kidnapped him. And
never
not,
mind.
No, serious.
No, because...
No.
The, okay,
what?
They weren't really working for the CIA. It was a black ops group.
Yes, it was like a black
and
ops group.
Exactly, the director, yeah. and he blacklisted the one guy.
Here's the thing, those
and they
black
were supposed
ops,
to do...
Those black ops groups, oh, you can't catch them very easy.
Oh,
that's the problem, you can't catch
okay.
them. Okay. So that's... They can't be caught.
Let's see what happens next week.
Yeah, okay. Because
okay.
this week was really, really good.
Yes, it was very...
It was
okay,
a good
we're
one.
We're going to stop talking because now I think we've confused our poor listener.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, friends of the podcast.
Yeah.
I thought Samantha understood what was going on a bit more than what she...
Shush.
Than what she claims
Shush.
To.
Okay. But we need to let people know...
Okay.
That we went to a haunted house.
We did go to the haunted
well,
house.
Well, it wasn't that haunted, but it was fun.
Because who's your best friend?
Lisa.
What? How'd she prove it?
Because she went to the haunted house.
She did.
And you dislike all things Halloween.
I do.
But that's what best friends do.
Absolutely.
They go do stuff with their best friends that they have no interest in, but they're going to do it because their friend has an interest in
Took
it.
Took one for the team.
I went to Anne Murray.
Yeah, you loved her.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
I saw you tapping your tapping your leg to Snowbird.
I did
Yes, you
not.
Were. Yes, you were.
No.
Everybody did.
And now you've gone to the haunted house.
And now I've gone to the haunted house.
So.
So the next thing will be something that you do for me.
Uh-huh. God, I hope it's something good.
It won't be.
It probably won't be.
No.
But anyways.
But it was cool.
But okay, we're going to tell people about it.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Stop talking.
Sorry.
It's my moment.
Yes, I know.
It's my subject.
It's your
my
subject.
Topic.
Okay.
God damn it.
Hey, don't have angst because you love it. Right? Spread your love. Samantha.
Okay. So we went to the haunted house at the Berry Barn.
Yes.
And the Berry Barn's very quaint and cute. There's
Absolutely.
Lots going on there. They have tons of stuff going on.
Yep.
But I didn't realize they had a haunted house. And they've been doing this for a few years. Had no clue.
And then you donate money to the SPCA.
Yeah, we donated. We paid $5 each.
$5 each.
And it all goes to the SPCA. I think they have like a goal of $5,000.
Yeah, it's a good cause. Good cause.
And they're almost there.
Yeah.
And so we're like the only people there. Because it's like in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And...
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, it was fun, though.
Yeah.
So we went in, And they give you a little flashlight. Thank God, because it was really, really dark.
Yeah, because it's haunted.
Yeah. And so we walk in, and I'm like, do I go there? Do I go front? And Lisa's like, go, go, go.
Let's go.
And I'm like, fine.
Let's go.
So we're going. We're walking, and things are hanging, and things are moving.
Touching and, you. And
yeah. And it was kind of funny.
It was kind of nasty.
It was kind of. It was actually well laid out.
Yeah.
It was fine. Yeah. And then a couple of times.
And Sam shit her pants.
No, I didn't.
Pretty much.
No, I didn't. A couple of times things rustled and I went and I screamed.
Yes.
Because that's what I do.
Yes.
Because I enjoy that anticipation of getting scared.
Do you? You did.
You you swore.
I swore.
I
dropped the F-bomb.
Yes, you did.
I was not impressed.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they got us a couple times,
they
which
did.
Was really fun.
They did.
And we had to apologize. Well, actually, you did.
I, at the end.
Because the mother and the child, I think of the guy who runs the house there, was sitting out there and we swore and you can hear us like it's,
As if friends of the podcast, you don't know that we're loud people.
Yeah.
Right?
So Lisa's like, I'm sorry, we swore. And she's like, oh, it's okay.
I felt bad. She had like a toddler.
Yeah.
Like, sorry.
So it was pretty fun though.
It was okay.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah.
It was really cute. And the money goes to the SPCA. But now there, I found other haunted houses.
Well, I'm not going to others.
Come on. No. There's one that's just outside the city on the road to Pike Lake called Terror in the Trees.
I want nothing to do with the trees. I want nothing to do with the trees. Really? No trees.
It could be so fun.
What do you want? What does it say?
That you walk and you get scared and
in the trees.
Yeah.
No. No. Okay. No. I want to. I want to.
Samantha, no, you don't.
As you look at me with your puppy
no,
dog
you
eyes.
No,
I
you
want
don't.
To, but I don't want to.
Okay. So, I tried to think about why I love Halloween so much.
Okay.
And I think it's because, and I'm going to drag my mother into it.
Okay.
Because, as a young child, she told me the reason why I was named Samantha was because I was named from the show Bewitched.
So you're named after a witch?
I'm named after a witch.
Interesting.
Her name was Samantha.
Interesting.
And I was like, I don't know, in my head that made me a witch too.
Okay.
I like the magic and all that kind of stuff.
Works.
And I've always been someone who has a very big imagination.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
And I loved all things fantastical and magical, which is why I love Harry Potter.
There you go.
And all that kind of stuff. So Halloween to me is just about the magic and mystery and superstition of all the things that Halloween is about.
It's not Disneyland.
No, I know, but
right?
Oh my God, I haven't gone to Disneyland. I want to do that.
Right? It's not Disneyland, Samantha.
I want to go do that too.
Halloween is not Disney World.
I know, but
right?
I like the idea of Halloween because you can dress up, scare each other, have a little fun, decorate your house, you know, just like experience stuff like that and be like a kid again and be okay to be a kid.
I have to interject.
Oh, okay.
Friends of the podcast, sorry, we need to interject right now. It's very important that you know that the role of Lisa is now being played by fake Lisa, who's going to pretend that she loves Halloween. Oh my God, Samantha! You know what? My favorite part of Halloween is dressing up.
No, shut up!
That is my favorite part of Halloween,
no,
is when
it
you
isn't.
Get to dress up. When you get to dress up, and I like all things fantastical.
Oh my God.
And I wasn't named after a witch, but I just like love it.
Shut up. I am telling people something that I would never tell anyone, but because of my mother named me after a TV show, that for some reason made me want to be
a witch.
Well, I just like the idea of Halloween.
I like the idea of Halloween too.
No, you don't.
Love it.
Oh my God, I hate the fate you.
You hate
Nick
the fate me?
Nick keeps staring me right now. Oh my God.
So I'm trying.
Oh my God.
Okay. The real Lisa's back.
Okay, thank you, because you're scaring me. Anyways, so because we were talking about Halloween, and I was kind of curious, like, how did it start? Like, as a kid, you're just like, oh, I get to dress up and I get trick-or-treating and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It actually started way back in the Celtic era.
Yeah.
It was a festival to celebrate the end of summer.
It's been around forever, Samantha.
Been around forever. All Hallows' Eve. It's called Samhain.
Yeah.
It's a old, like, ancient festival kind of time. Has religious connotations.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think, it's so commercialized now.
That's all it is now, is commercialized.
But I still love it.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Don't take it away from me.
I'm not trying to.
In my 49th year, I embrace all things I used to do
Samantha,
as a child.
You're making it sound like I've grounded you and that you're not allowed to go out on Tuesday.
I'm going out. Right? I'm dressing up.
I have not grounded you. I have not said
I dressed
you can't.
Up last year and had so much fun.
I know you did.
So much
fun. And that makes my heart happy for you.
Oh my God. And then my sister-in-law, Lania, God bless her, because she's crafty.
Yes.
Last year, because I dressed up as the witch from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, yep. And I did a pretty damn good job, I must say so myself.
You transformed perfectly.
To an old hag, so good. Just like that.
Right? Just like came natural. Like once you hit 75, you know what to do.
Oh, shut up.
I'm just saying.
She made really cool Halloween decorations in the theme of that.
Oh. Yeah. In a witch theme?
Yeah, the whole Snow White theme with the book and the poison apple and all that kind of stuff. Wow. It was so cool.
For just like the few of you to enjoy.
Yeah, it was great.
Wow.
Yeah, right? We had a good time.
Yeah.
And they dressed up last year too. Oh my God, they were so awesome.
Yeah.
She was Sadness from that movie with Amy Poehler.
Oh, okay.
And then Trevor was the guy from the Christmas movie.
Oh, okay.
What the heck was
it? I don't know.
I can't remember now.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Fake Lisa's back. Oh. Oh, my God, right? And then you had, like, the muffins, or you had the cupcakes, and it looked like an apple, so when you bit into it, did they ooze?
Shut up! No. Okay. Trevor was Cornelius, the guy from the Christmas story thing. Okay, never mind.
I don't know.
Anyways, we dressed up, because Lisa won't let me talk about Halloween because she hates it so much.
No, Samantha, I'm trying to embrace it with you.
Okay, did you dress up?
As a kid?
As a kid? And go trick-or-treating?
Yep. Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. We have a picture.
Till when?
Like grade 8. We can only go to grade 8.
Why?
Because then you're too old.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's a picture floating around on Facebook of my sister Christy, and she's dressed up like a slutty cat. I'm dressed up like a weird vampire, and my kid sister has a big perm, and she's like, Annie Oakley, Annie, go get your gun. She's dressed up as a cowgirl with a perm. So weird. I don't know.
She should have been Little Orphan Annie.
Yeah, but she was in a cowgirl outfit. She had like a little cow, like a little vest and a little skirt and little boots on. And yeah,
that's
I don't. I remember. Yeah, yeah. So we did. Yeah.
Okay, but because we're back in the day, because we're old.
Yeah.
My parents used to just give us pillowcases to fill to go around trick or
treating. I think we did that too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because our parents came with us. No, did they come with us?
When you were young, one would go.
When we were, yeah.
Yeah.
But as we got older, we would just go up in a big group.
Yeah.
And I remember coming home at least twice,
yeah.
dumping that pillow that pillowcase out and going back again.
Yeah.
Because it was like doing it.
Well, because you need to get your time in. Right? You need to get your time in.
Trick-or-treat!
Yeah. And then there was always places, like, there was always people's houses in town where you knew where the good candy was.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So you knew you had to hit there.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I remember in Oliver, and it's funny, it's probably my only memory of trick-or-treating in Oliver, the little town we came from, in BC. And I remember going to this house, and Michelle was with me. I think Derek might have been with us.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if Trevor was, because I don't know if he would have been old enough. And it was it was dark, and we were going to the front door, and an axe let go from the ceiling and swung in front of us. It was a fake one.
Oh, yeah.
And we screamed. Oh, my God. Scared the living crap out of us. Best ever.
Really?
Yeah, love that house. Huh. It was so much fun. And that's what I like about Halloween. I like the scary decorations and people doing like funny weird prank stuff on their lawn. I like that.
Do
cool.
You?
Yeah. Yeah. Cuz I think kids should be scared. I think it forms your personality.
There you go. There you go. Scare your kids.
I think kids shouldn't be sheltered.
No, I agree with that.
I agree. The scariness of Halloween still needs to be fully intact.
Mm.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Mm. Yep. I don't know.
Okay, but, okay, as a kid or a teen or an adult, did you go to Halloween parties?
No.
Did you ever have Halloween parties?
No.
Because she was like that kind of girl.
Yeah, but I think she hated Halloween too. My mom gave money out. She didn't want people to come.
Your mother gave money?
Yeah, she gave money.
To what?
Because we lived in Stainer, right? So we lived in the main street, and so people didn't really come to the main street. So if people did, then she would like give them like a quarter or like a buck. Right? Because it would be like, thanks for all your effort. Here's a dollar.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, no, she wasn't. She didn't know. She didn't like any of that shit. No.
So, you never went to parties?
Well, like, I'm sure we did in public school.
Did you go? Okay. Well, did you get dressed up and go to school?
Yeah. Yeah.
In your Halloween costume?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you play games there?
I don't know.
Like Bob for the Apple?
I never liked that game.
You know? Why?
I don't want to get my face wet. Right? That's not... I don't want to, like, hi.
I don't want to get my face wet.
I'm good. I don't need an apple.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. God.
Okay. Now, I'm making some judgments here about you.
Oh.
But I'm going to... I'm just going to ask you the question.
Okay.
Did you ever prank someone in your small town in Ontario? Like, I'm talking toilet paper or throw eggs at stuff, at people. Houses, people, moving cars.
I don't feel comfortable answering questions like this without my lawyer present. You know what? We never did eggs.
Okay.
We did do toilet paper, but here's a funny story. We were like in high school and we'd been drinking and shouldn't have been.
Oh.
And there was a few of us. There was like three or four of us. And we put on, it was on Halloween, and people, you know, you have their jack-o'-lanterns out front.
Uh-huh.
And we put, so we'd been, I think we were drinking gin for some weird reason.
You know what? That's the,
that was the weird go-to alcohol, drink.
Yes, of teenage years.
Right? When you're going to be crazy. So we were drinking. Why, though. It's gross. It's disgusting. So we were drinking gin, and then we all put like some black stuff on our face, like some makeup. So you couldn't, even though you could completely, we were like completely dressed normal, covered our faces like with some black soot.
And hoping that no one would notice.
Nobody
you?
Would catch us. And we went around to people's front porches, and we would steal their pumpkins.
You stole pumpkins?
We stole pumpkins.
That's
and then
lame.
And then we got caught by the neighbor, by the local cop. He caught us.
And what did he do to you?
Nothing. He just taught kids. He was a good man. He always was like, you kids. Right? Lisa.
Why did again. I know that you had done something
yeah.
bad?
Yeah. So we were like stealing people's pumpkins.
That's your nature.
Yeah. I was bad.
Bad kid.
Yeah, I was a bad kid.
Bad kid.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Judge away.
I think I know why you dislike Halloween.
Okay.
Tell me. You have what they call Samhain phobia.
Okay.
You're afraid of Halloween.
Not afraid of it. I think it's dumb.
No, I think you have a phobia.
I hate it. Yep. I think it's dumb. I think Halloween's dumb. I think, don't get me wrong, right? Ooh, little, okay, you want to know what I hate about Halloween, Samantha?
What do you hate about Halloween, Lisa?
It's stressful.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Because here's my reasons. That's the whole thing. Is that Halloween is super stressful.
No, it's not.
Yes, you have to prepare for your trick-or-treaters.
Of course you do.
Didn't get any trick-or-treaters. Are we like the loser people on the block?
Yes, you are.
Right? And then that's not nice. That's all judgy.
Life is about judgment, Lisa.
No, then you have to out-candy your neighbor.
Of course you do.
Right? So if she's giving that, we need to be better than what the Smiths are. So we need to do this, right? That's super stressy. Yeah. Right? And then I think carving pumpkins. Oh, God, who has time?
Carving pumpkins is very therapeutic.
For who?
For the person carving it.
Why?
Because you get to, like, take a knife and draw a face and scoop it out.
And right now, you're aggressive. And friends of the podcast, if you could see her face, you would not think there was anything positive about that experience. Right? Because you're like, yeah, carve it out.
Carve
and
it out.
Cut them up. Yeah, that's not cool. Just not my cup of tea, Samantha.
Lisa.
I think it's Halloween.
Because it's hellish?
Hellish. Right? I think I'm the Scrooge of Halloween.
Well, you're something.
In my heart, I don't want to be, but I just am. I love the little ones. Super cute. They are very cute. Take your candy and go. Right? And I'm fine, right? You dressed up your puppy. Take your candy and go.
Okay. Speaking of candy.
Yes.
What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Like from the past?
Yes.
Mini Chiclets. Loved Mini Chiclets.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Tootsie Rolls.
Who eats that shit?
I love Tootsie Rolls.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the sucker maybe?
No.
No?
No. That, either the short one or the long one that you can get.
So you must
love Tootsie Rolls.
So did you like that gross candy too that tasted like molasses?
No, I hated that shit.
Kind of like a Tootsie Roll.
No, I hated that shit.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
Tootsie Rolls.
And then I like the little, you get the mini Twizzlers.
Yeah, they're not bad.
They were okay. They're not bad.
They were good.
No.
Did you know that Snickers is the candy bar most trick-or-treaters prefer?
Yeah. Did you know that if there was no Halloween, people could just save their money and go buy candy all year long?
Oh, shut up.
Did you know that?
Lisa.
Samantha.
Halloween is a thing. You should just get a grip.
But I'm not dressing up.
50% of adults dress up for Halloween.
Because they have kids. Because they have kids.
That's true. 60% of adults take part in Halloween because of children.
Right? So there, I give them that. Yeah. I give them that.
80% of Americans decorate their house.
For Christmas.
Did you decorate your house for Halloween?
I don't have
you were
one.
A kid?
No.
Your mom never decorated for Halloween?
No.
I don't think my mom didn't, but when I got older, I took over the decorating of the house.
I know, I've been with you buying trinkets. And
oh
I'm like,
my God, it's so exciting. I love all of it.
What a waste of money.
Loved all of it. Okay, you know what happened though? A couple years ago.
Tell me.
Oh my god, because I love Halloween and I just want my nephews. I thought they could handle it.
Yeah.
They were of a certain age. I think Nolan might have been 9 or 10.
Yeah.
And Keegan was probably like 12. And I took them to this big Halloween store in the mall.
Right.
And the reason why I wanted to go there is because it was gigantic.
Yeah.
And it had things that popped out and whatever. They had nightmares.
Nice Auntie Sam.
And I'm like, serious? Nice. Kids, come on.
Nice Auntie Sam.
Yeah, because my joy of Halloween has not spread to the children.
No, because your joy of Halloween is torture.
No, it's not.
It must be.
No, I think it's funny to be scared. And they did not think it was funny.
No, most people don't.
And then you know what happened? I got a phone call that night.
Yeah.
And it was Nolan, and he's like, Auntie Sammy, I woke up with a nightmare. And I'm like, your mother told you to phone me, right? Yeah. And I'm like, okay, Nolan, you know that it's fake, right? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, go back to bed.
Look at Linnea, like guilting kids into shame, into making you feel bad.
Yeah, so pretty much no more fun Halloween times with Auntie Sammy. Well, because I guess, I don't know.
Did you know that in Hollywood, that if somebody's caught with silly string, that they get fined $1,000 on Halloween?
I don't understand that.
I don't know. Probably because it's like the modern day egg, right? Like, it's destructive.
Really?
Yeah, probably. I think it's like the modern day egg.
You know what I would do?
What?
I would go find a celebrity and silly string the shit out of them.
Yeah, and then you'd go to jail.
I know, but it would be funny, though.
It wouldn't be funny. If I'm a celebrity, I'd be choked.
I'd be getting somebody to, like, tape it and then put it up on YouTube. You'd be famous.
I would be mad at you if that was that if would I was be a
so
celebrity.
Much fun.
No.
Did you know 35 million pounds of candy corn will be made?
That's disgusting.
Yeah, but no, it's awesome. Candy corn. I like candy corn. What? You don't like candy corn?
No. Well,
it's pure sugar.
You know what? I think I'm allergic to it.
No, you're
not. I'm allergic to candy corn.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. So
no,
I don't eat it. So I stay away from it.
You're not allergic
I think there's
to
honey
corn.
In it. I'm allergic to honey.
No, you're not.
I think I am.
Okay. The movie Halloween.
Yep.
Made in 1978?
Yep.
It was made in 21 days.
The mask that Michael Myers wears is the face of William Shatner.
That is so scary.
Yeah, I guess he kind of is a
little
scary.
That's so scary.
Isn't that kind of weird,
That's
hey?
That's weird.
That it's like William Shatner?
That is so weird.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what, though?
What?
You know what I'm really upset with? The fact that my mother didn't try to keep me in her womb until October 31st.
You wanted that to be your birthday?
Yes, because you know why?
Why?
Because if you were born on Halloween, you have the ability to see and talk to spirits.
Oh, that is such...
That would be so cool!
That is so bogus.
I could be Teresa Caputo.
Take your ponytail down, Samantha.
No.
Roll your hair a bit bigger. Probably back in the 80s, you probably were Teresa Caputo.
I probably was Teresa
Caputo. Yeah, right? Yeah. I see dead people. Right? You could be that guy.
I could be that guy.
Yeah, I don't want any part of that.
No, I want to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, too bad. You were born on Thanksgiving instead.
I know.
Yeah.
Every other year is Thanksgiving.
Yes, you're a turkey. Oh, sorry.
That's nice.
Sorry.
You're a turkey.
Did you know that in 1985, that the candy makers in the United States lobbied to extend daylight savings time to the beginning of November so kids could collect candy longer?
Smart people.
I know. Making a buck.
You know what? That was really fun. We always tried to one-up
each other
in how much candy you could get and how long you could go out.
Yeah.
Because by the time your sister gets a certain age, you're not trick-or-treating with them anymore, right? You're going with your own set of friends. So it was really important that you try to get more than your sister.
Yeah.
Or
definitely.
Brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you wouldn't do it together anymore.
No. And then there were people who gave the apples.
Oh, you don't eat that stuff anymore. And
but you shouldn't have eaten it then either.
No, you shouldn't have. I hated it when we got, like, homemade treats, like popcorn balls.
Oh, I love the popcorn balls.
No, but those were... You should never eat
those.
Yes,
and then you go to the lady who makes the caramel apples. I'll take one of those. And Mrs. Lovelock has the caramel popcorn balls. Take some of those.
Okay, that's probably the beauty of a small town, though, because you know the people.
Exactly.
But in a big city, you're not eating popcorn balls, you're not eating apples, you're not even eating homemade treats.
Well, I don't think people are doing... But now, back to my stressful point, nut allergy, gluten-free allergy, right? Oh, it touched the cat, right? This chocolate bar may have come in contact with a house that owns a kitten. Oh, you can't have that. Sally's allergic to cat dander.
That's true.
Right? It's so stressful.
Oh, I can't eat this because I'm gluten. No, I'm sorry. I can't go trick-or-treating because I can't have any of the stuff
I can't eat the apple because your crazy lady might put a needle in it. right? I can't have the can of pop. I can't because I have diabetes. So I, like, it's everything, right? You can't do anything.
Oh, my God.
It's stressful.
Yeah, people have taken the fun out of Halloween, though.
Yeah, it's stressful.
Because I think back in the day when Halloween first started, it was all about celebrating and trying to help those that have passed move on to the spirit world. Mm. That's all that it was.
I say, now let's kick it to the curb.
And I like the idea of the Day of the Dead in Mexico.
Because they do creepy.
That's October 31st, too.
Let's kick it to all to the curb.
No.
Yeah.
I like it all.
Let's get rid of it and just wait for Christmas.
It's really... No. Yeah. Boo.
No, not boo.
Boo. Did you know that Halloween is the number one buying season for candy?
Yeah.
It eclipses Christmas.
Yeah, because nobody cares about candy at Christmas unless
it's Icy Squares.
And Halloween
is the second most celebrated holiday, Christmas being number one.
I know that.
Go Halloween.
Kick it
go
to the curb.
Go Halloween.
Out to the curb.
Hashtag Halloween ever. Awesome.
In with the old and out with the new, or whatever that phrase is, Samantha. Get rid of it.
No, I love Halloween. Sticking around.
It's out of my world.
And did you know that the word witch actually means wise one?
Yeah.
And did you know that the superstition of a black cat crossing your path was because people believed that witches turned into black cats to go undetected.
Samantha, you know what? I think the witches, sometimes I think they got a bad rap, right? They used to get burned at the stake and put in the oil.
But not at the beginning, though. They were actually people like healers and things like that. People
you know what? A black cat doesn't scare me.
No, it doesn't scare me either.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But I think Halloween is fun, and I have good memories of Halloween as a kid.
Yeah. You know what? I think I enjoyed it as a kid. I guess that's the difference, right? I grew up. And stopped with Halloween.
Oh, shut up. Don't shame me for living in it as an adult.
I'm just saying.
You're shaming me.
I'm not trying to. In my heart, I don't want to shame you. But verbally, that's what comes out. It's just some
verbally,
shame.
Verbally, that's what comes out.
Verbally,
well,
I shame.
Regardless of how you feel about it.
It's here.
Halloween is here
and you're
to stay.
Dressing up.
Yeah, Halloween is here to stay. It is now so commercialized, but you know what? I can handle that.
Can you?
But now that I've dug a little deeper, I appreciate the spirit of Halloween and what it's all about. But I still love the costumes. I still love decorating houses. Mm. I still like all of that stuff.
I'm okay with it.
I actually really enjoy going to the Halloween stores, too.
And I know, and I've done that experience with you once, too.
I know. That's
fun. One time I did that, too, with you.
It's fun. It's really a good time. Lisa, are you coughing?
Yep.
Sorry, guys. She lasted so long without having to cough, and now she's coughing.
Sorry for
that little moment of silence. But it was a moment of silence for her cough.
It was a moment of silence for my cough. I think I'm okay.
Okay.
I think I'm okay. I'm back. I'm back. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I'm back.
Okay, it's Lisa. Okay, so when you were a kid, yeah. I have one more question.
Okay.
When you were a kid, did your parents allow you to, like, watch scary movies around Halloween?
Yeah, they didn't care. Just The Exorcist was off limits for us.
So you watched all the other stuff?
Yeah, they didn't care because they weren't watching it. So whatever, you can just stay out of my way. Right? Stay out of my way. And if you watch it and you have a nightmare and you're that stupid, don't wake me up.
Yeah, that's true.
That was kind of how
that's
we felt.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to watch scary movies together as a family, yeah. I remember, did I tell you the story of when we watched the Nightmare on Elm Street?
No.
When that series of horror movies came out?
No.
We watched it together at my grandma's house with, like, a whole bunch of family members. Yeah. I've never been so scared in my life.
Really?
Yeah, it was freaky. And
but
everybody
Freddy
was there.
Funny, though. He's not
no,
scary.
No, he's not scary.
No, he's not scary.
Because he can get you when you're sleeping.
Well, everything can get you when you're sleeping. Right? The boogeyman.
Oh,
right?
Dude, who brought him back?
I have no idea.
Oh, because when they were doing, because It's out again, right? Stephen King's It.
Oh, yeah.
With the clown.
With the clown.
So the Freddy Krueger, remember he did a skit?
Yeah.
And Freddy Krueger came
back.
Oh,
yeah, it was James
IT
Corden.
Guy.
James Corden.
James Corden, sorry.
He brought him back.
He brought him.
Yes.
That was funny.
That was funny. That was really good.
But Halloween, love ya. Love all parts of it.
Can't wait till it's over.
Oh, stop it.
Just saying.
I'm dressing up. I'm very excited.
I know you are, Samantha.
I have a cape and everything.
I know. And I hope that you have a great day on that day.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can't wait.
It's my holiday.
It's your day.
It's my holiday.
It's your day to shine. Right?
Gotta go to work first, and then I'm gonna get a...
Put on your witch ensemble and look as good as only you can.
Thank you.
I'm just saying.
Okay, so do you have an eye shake my head, Lisa?
I think I want you to do your eye shake my head first.
No.
Yeah, I went first last time.
Okay, fine. Okay, my eye shake my head makes me sound very judgmental, but I don't care.
Okay.
Because when I read it, I went, oh, that's nasty.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
David Foster has a new girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And usually when I watch entertainment news, I go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I went, ew.
Really?
Yeah, because he's dating someone who is 33 years younger than him.
I'd do him.
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
Why? He's, like, famous and rich.
David Foster is 67 years old.
Yeah.
Catherine McPhee is a young, vibrant woman of 34 years old.
Who must dig old men.
Ugh. Ugh.
He's rich.
Nope, don't get it.
Really?
Don't get it, don't want to. You know, and I get it, old men date young women all the time.
I don't see the problem.
But she has so much going for her. I don't feel like she needs to date David Foster.
David Foster has so much going for him.
Okay, I get it. He's a big wig music guy.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah.
He's Canadian. I get it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
He's done a lot for a lot of people.
Certainly has.
But I don't understand it.
I don't understand.
I don't want it. I don't want to understand it.
Pencil me in. I'll do him.
No, you don't.
Yes, I would.
Really?
Hi.
Really?
David Foster.
You want to look at that?
I think I can.
When I mean look at that, Lisa, do you know what I'm talking about?
Smith, I think I can block
it out. Do you want to look at that?
I think I can block it out.
They hang?
Well, guess what, right?
They hang.
Everybody ages and hangs. We all age and we all hang in different spots.
Lisa.
I'm not saying it would be pretty.
I get it. He has money. I get it. He has prestige.
That's enough.
He has the clout.
Yeah.
He's got it all.
And that works.
Not enough of a reason to date him.
Hmm.
What could they possibly have in common?
Who cares? She's going to be rich. Who cares?
Only if she dates him or marries him.
Well,
sorry.
And maybe she will.
Oh,
play your cards,
a bad
right?
Idea.
Look at Anna Nicole Smith. Married a rich guy.
Dead.
Yeah, well, because she did drugs.
Her kid's dead.
Yeah, because he did drugs. Moral of that story, don't do drugs, Catherine McPhee. Right? You'd be just fine.
I'm just saying, that's why I shake my head, because I don't understand.
I don't completely understand it,
I'm kind of done with people doing this weird shit.
Yeah, like, I don't completely understand it, but I'm okay with it.
No.
I think to each is their own. That makes you happy.
Ugh. You know what? I don't want to see it.
That's where you want to dabble.
I don't want to see it.
Dabble.
Oh, there's dabbling.
Dabble away, right?
It's not going to be pretty.
Right? But really, isn't it more power to him? Kinda.
I suppose.
Right? Kind of works both ways.
It's like the guys in the locker room. Hey, hey, hey.
Exactly.
Look what I got.
Look what I got.
Look what I got.
And she's saying, look what I got.
No,
and,
really?
Yeah, but just not like physically. Not look at what I got physically.
God,
yeah.
I don't. Mm. Okay, maybe they got stuff going on.
Maybe.
No, I can't change my mind. No, I'm judging.
Nope.
I'm judging and I don't care.
All right. Well, my I shake my head moment is not that in depth whatsoever. Not at all. My I shake my head moment is related to my cold.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Because, Samantha, I get that I'm a plus size woman who's not like in her peak top performance shape anymore.
Were you ever in peak top performance shape?
When I was little, yes, I was. Anyways.
Okay.
Anyways.
Yes, yes.
What I've noticed, because I've been coughing,
mm-hmm.
I am so out of shape. This fat girl is so out of shape. I think I've broken my ribs.
No.
I feel, or somebody took the boots to me in my sleep, which is very possible. Right?
I
tell you, when I cough, it hurts my ribs.
I'm sure.
It's not good.
It's not pretty anymore. No.
I just shake my head. Every cough I have, I shake my head.
Think of it this way. Maybe you're like developing a six pack.
Maybe.
By doing that.
That'll be the plus. Right? I'll keep coughing. I gotta live through the burn. Right? I gotta live through the burn. That's my shake my head.
Oh my God.
That's it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, I'm coughing again, friends
hey,
of the podcast.
We have something new to tell them.
Talk away.
Because we now have a blog.
We have a blog on WordPress.com.
WordPress.com/
I shake my head. Right?
So it is...
Go to it.
I shake my head?
No. WordPress.com/
I shake my head.
Yeah. At this point in our career, WordPress.com is still the bigger news.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? We don't...
Really, all you guys have to do in your Google is type in I shake my head, and everything pops up, dude.
You can listen. It's like all one. So on that site, you can check out our Twitter, our Instagram, our Facebook. You can listen to the podcasts.
Yep.
You can... send us an email.
Ooh, yeah, your emails.
Yeah.
You can subscribe.
There's so much you can do.
Yeah. Subscribe to us.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
Lots of fun.
We'll give you Well, no. Do we have stuff? No, we don't have stuff to give.
We have nothing to give yet.
But.
But maybe one day.
Maybe one day.
One day, you just never know.
Yeah, join us.
We could have some stuff.
We're fun.
Lots of fun.
Good times.
Samantha, what are we talking about next week?
Okay.
Okay.
In honor of our 40th episode.
40.
40th. We are going to talk
That's
about.
That's 40.
We're going to talk about past episodes. We're going to reveal how we put our podcast together and other fun little tidbits, because we are cordially inviting you to come and sit in the back seat of Betty.
Yep. Hop in.
Hop in.
Hop in.
And really, guys, we really do record in a car.
We are in a very steamed up, foggy car right now.
Right now, because it's really cold.
It's cold.
Yes. But that's what we're going to talk about next week.
And this is where you can find us. Podbean.
Google.
iTunes.
iHeartRadio.
Breaker.
Oh, you got me.
Gotcha. Facebook.
Facebook. You can see us on Twitter
and Instagram.
And now WordPress.com.
And now WordPress.com.
We're trying to be everywhere.
We're trying to be your friend in all places.
Crazy.
All right, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
It should be.